Stopping point 4.
The Catalan region has a well-hidden secret buried deep in the heart of its mountains. A secret known to man since ancient times. Here's a clue. The Priory Doors. Iron. Pretty spirals which have been coiled up for centuries. This soft iron, which is low in carbon, is easy to work. From the 14th century onwards, iron ore is sent to France and Italy. It is hauled by muleback. Picture these caravans of hardy beasts of burden which would relentlessly travel the ancient tracks up to the old Roman way, the Via Confluentana. On the way, they would meet quite a community of charcoal burners, lumberjacks and shepherds. And this is how, for centuries, iron was transported, on muleback, and on the backs of men and women. A whole life spent busting a gut, labouring under heavy loads. In the 17th century, the hubbub of nearly 60 forges rose up from the valleys, their heavy river-powered hammers relentlessly striking the Catalan iron. But with the passing of time, local skills were transformed by political events. The Industrial Revolution silenced the country forges. In the 19th century, blast furnaces and the arrival of the railways brought fresh impetus for a while, but only for a while. This is how the survivor, the mining town of Batère, struggled on until 1996. Accounts of this epic live on in the memory of the workers and farmers who, after the mine, tended animals and fields. The memory of men and women. Women who toiled without respite, cultivated the land, watched over the herds, raised children, and transported wood day after day, wearing smooth the same pathways as the pilgrims. Today, the old Canigou offers 750 kilometres of tracks known as les Rondes du Canigou, the Canigou circuits. A network created by miners, shepherds, mule drivers, ice carriers, and smugglers. If you walk along them, step by step, you'll be able to find out about the history of this mountain, which holds a special place in the heart of all Catalans. Let us listen to Jack Torinha, who lives in Ballestavi, one of the many villages hanging onto the slopes of the Canigou.
Well, no. My first ascent was after my dad reckoned I was a proficient enough walker, because it's quite a few hours' walk, you know. And there you go. I was used to tagging along with my dad. I used to look at his calf muscles. Walking teaches you about willpower. Anyway, we went and stayed in the Chalet des Cortelettes, and the next day we did the peak. Those are my first memories, actually. Once I got to the summit, I was so happy. It was such an achievement for me. I ran back down. My dad couldn't keep up. I ran back down to tell my mum, who had stayed in the chalet. There was tremendous elation. It was really, well, emotional. I think that we, in our day, and that's something I've passed on to my children, everyone went up the Canigou. It's a tradition. Everyone wanted to go up to the summit, and it is, I think, a summit that is profoundly linked to Catalan identity. You have to remember that it's the birthplace of Catalonia. When you feel it, when you've read about it, and when you are familiar with the history, it's even more meaningful.